Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone out there, and how are things going down there in the Southland, Larry?
Pretty hot and muggy. Matter of fact, wouldn't surprise me if we don't have some more hurricanes in the near future.
Well, I know they were pointing out 4 likely areas that could develop into major weather systems. So, yeah, this is probably, I know they did say they thought it was going to be more of an active season than normal. Before we get going, though, a little housekeeping. We do have Finding Home as paperback, and we're going to be putting up some documents to give people that want to know a little bit more about it. And also we have Frequency 2 and Frequency 1. I wanted to read a little bit out of Chapter 7 of Frequency Attraction is the title of it, because it's very, very important. And I don't think people realize how attracted they actually are to the world, to the world systems. 1 John 2:14-16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, there's a very sharp division there. 1 John 4:4-6. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. And hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, what's important about this thing is the attraction people have for this world. They're born into it. They grow up in it. They're indoctrinated to it. We all were. That's the way the world works. So I wanted to get into this a little bit because this is so important for people to understand, and I believe it's one of the reasons why Jesus says that the multitudes stand before him utterly and completely rejected. He doesn't consider them his at all. And this is a very, very serious business. When the veil came down at the fall of humanity, and they were lowered down to a much lower frequency realm. Now, as I dug into this matrix stuff, began to research into the frequencies of emotions, the frequencies of magnetic attractions, etc., etc. Anyway, when the fall came, humanity was lowered down to a much lower frequency level. And as a result of that, the minds of mankind actually become hardwired to this world. And this world only. They are cut off from the spiritual world of the kingdom of heaven and associated only in the paranormal sense to Satan's occult world. Mankind is therefore trapped and captivated by this world and the world systems that have been set up by the overlord, who of course obviously is that great serpent. There appears to be a magnetic, albeit spiritual attraction to this world that acts very much like the invisible forces of magnetism. If one takes two magnets and place them so they attract each other, it is very difficult to pull them apart, or that is to unplug them from each other. Now, you may remember the movie Matrix, in which, can't remember his name, no, but he was telling Neo that the people didn't really probably want to be unplugged, that they were attracted to the world, to the world systems, to their jobs, to their hobbies, to their sports, to everything that is in the world. Now, we have to be honest about this. Most people are totally attracted to the world, and they can't seem to extricate themselves from it, or they don't want to. Anyway, not only is it difficult to pull these magnets apart, the two magnets do not want to be separated from each other, and they will fight off any attempts to separate them. This invisible attraction is extremely strong and shows itself in humanity's addictions to all things of this world. They love their TV, their movies, their sports, their work, and very few really even ask real hard questions of their existence. There is a valuable lesson here that illustrates why Jesus said that to pry one out of this world is difficult, and according to the Lord, is scarcely possible. It is a difficult thing even for the Lord himself to do. Now, this is very fascinating because I bet most people never heard of this verse. It's in 1 Peter 4:18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Deadly, deadly verse of Scripture. Kind of parallels what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. I don't even know who you people are. I have no clue who you are. When a person begins to wake up to the fact that something is not right with the world and begins to question what is going on, and if one appears to realize that the Bible is not what it appears to be, it may contain actually very valuable information concerning their life here, then the beginning of the separational forces actually takes place. And slowly, over time, if the soul continues as Christ demanded, total separation will occur. The spiritual attraction to this world and the world system can be broken and must be broken if you want to escape the matrix. If you take two magnets and turn them slowly around where they were attracted to each other, but reverse one of them, they then become in a repelling state, and one cannot even force them together. And this is what salvation is actually about. It's changing the polarity of the mind, changing its frequency to one of loving the world, to one of hating the world and its systems. It means to leave the world behind, and when one does that, it causes major problems for the believer. People who live in the world are called earth dwellers, and Christ gives a warning concerning his return and the earth dwellers. Luke 21:34-36, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So what we are being told is that this process of being weaned from the world is not at all easy, as the spiritual magnetic attractions to this world and the things of this world is very strong. It is difficult to break the bond between the fallen mind matrix and the cosmic earth matrix we are all trapped in. In the movie The Matrix, Neo is told the same thing. People just do not want to be unplugged from the system. This day and age, one can hardly speak of the Bible without getting an eye roll and, oh, you're one of those type of look and comment. People really do love this world. They are attracted to it with all of its wonder and beauty and all things in life one can do. It starts the minute one is born into the matrix system. The fallen mind wants input and hungrily learns everything it can. Then along comes school, where the programming to remain in the collective beehive mind matrix is very strong, and peer pressure mounts to be one of the crowd. Here we decide that we might like to be in as a profession, and we pick out what we're going to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then we go on to find jobs, build our careers, all in this world. After all, everyone is doing it, and our families, by and large, applaud our efforts to climb the ladder of worldly success. The system matrix tells us to obey, watch TV, sleep, work, don't think, don't question, obey and work until you pass on. Never once asking any key questions concerning your existence. During this time, the controllers totally control you and watch diligently to make sure you do not leave the beehive collective. Then along comes this stranger to the world called Jesus Christ, who makes this rather astounding remark, Matthew 16:25-27. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So anyway, kind of interesting, that sort of thing. And that comes from our book, Frequency 2, The Mind Matrix. And that's just part of one little chapter. But it's there to help people really understand what this world is really about and how attracted we are to it. Any comments, Larry?
Yeah, one of the reasons most people don't want out of the matrix is it's too uncomfortable out there.
Yeah, you're right. They're out of their comfort zone, and people don't want to get out of their comfort zone. As a police officer, I'm sure you had to push your comfort zone considerably sometimes, right?
Yeah, I was uncomfortable every time I went to work. You know, you feel like you stand out like a sore thumb. And, you know, when I began in police work years ago, it was protect and serve, and people respected law enforcement. And then as we went down the road and things began to change, us and them, now there's no respect at all for the police, hardly. And anybody that stands up like Trump and supports the police, oh, my, what a dirty dog he is.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in this area now of total rebellion, I think. I'd like to start off with a mysterious, noxious odor is keeping people awake in a Maryland town. And they don't know what it is. They don't describe it. That says the town in Cheverly in Prince George's County has a new strange odor that's been so strong at times that it's awakened sleeping residents, and town officials say they're trying to figure out what it is. It's a stinky smell in the town, and that's itching some residents' throats, keeping them awake. Officials say they've gotten complaints and are trying to figure out the cause. Some of the odors have also caused residents to gag and experience a burning feeling in the back of the throat. That almost sounds like sulfur gas, doesn't it, to you, Larry? Maybe this is outgassing.
Yeah, that sounds like something acidic, basically. And, you know, there's a lot of magma movement under this country, and it could be seeping up and being released a little bit in lakes and rivers and areas like that in the mountains.
Yeah, wasn't there some of that in New Jersey and off New York a couple of years ago or a year ago? Maybe an outgassing event there, because they said that one it smelled like sulfur.
Yeah, I think Standale and some of them said that was apparently coming from volcano domes underwater, you know, off the coast.
Oh. Well, folks, things are really rapidly changing here, and I don't know what to tell people. We've tried to warn them about all this, but it's very, very hard to do. And now they're beginning to come out. I get your comment on this one, Larry. It's over. Climate change demolished. Two studies just exposed the entire hoax. Any of you that don't yet realize that man-made climate change is a hoax, here is the last video you'll need to see on the subject. Anyway, what I'm getting at is Fox News has been coming out and presenting these experts on climate change and weather changes, and they're saying that absolutely nothing is any different than it has been for years. And it reminded me of how they pretty much knocked off Standale from doing earthquake predictions because he was way too accurate. And they didn't like that, so they took away the stuff he was using to predict them. And they don't even report a lot of them anymore, do they, Larry? I mean, this is, I think it's getting worse, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's getting worse. Matter of fact, a lot of the earthquakes, I try to get them early in the morning while they're still up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like USGS and a little bit from the European side also, they cleanse their, their sheets, earthquake sheets,
mm-hmm.
or lists during the day. And you know, in the morning early, I can find them. And actually, a few hours later, they're either gone completely, missing, or they've lowered the, magnitude. All of this
mm-hmm.
is ongoing, and now we're hearing reports that the Smithsonian is involved with volcanoes and beginning to airbrush the data there, too.
Yeah, I think if the people of the world began to wake up to the approach of the destruction, I mean, all this is tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. This is the way the CIA has spun it for years. They obviously think they're going to go underground and they're going to escape all this. That's part of the alternative three scenario. Well, anybody in deep state that's listening, I got word for you. It doesn't matter where you go. You can go to the bottom of the ocean. You can go underground. You can go to Mars. You can go to the moon. You can go wherever. But guess what the Lord says in the Holy Scriptures? I'm going to come. And I'm going to find you, and I am going to destroy you. There is no such thing as an escape from the Lord. He's going to eliminate humanity and save only the remnant. What he says, humanity is an enemy of the Lord. And we are very rebellious people. Look at what's going on in America. Look at the apostasy away from the truth. We are in total rebellion. I mean, it's horrible. Any comment there, Larry?
Well, it's very interesting that Rabbi Glazerson had a new Torah code, and he, of course,
yes.
It's in Hebrew, and he spoke a little English, but I couldn't understand him. But the gist of it is that the Messiah is near in 2019, and that Earth changes are happening. And also, there's a rabbi that has reported that the Messiah will come before a critical Israeli election. Now, you know, I don't know how critical it is. They're having a special election September the 17th, and are supposed to bring forth the peace plan right after that election in Israel. But it's interesting that some of Glazerson's work, which you really can't, it's hard to find it now on the Internet, but a lot of his work seems to tie in with the lawlessness that we're seeing all over the world, but we're really seeing it here in America more than anywhere, it seems, at the present time. And and at the same time, it seems to be that our own government is one of the most lawless in the country, you know, even above the political groups. But saying that, Lou Dobbs had some interesting people on this evening, and they said that they were very concerned because of the way it's going. And of course, today, people are being told that you shouldn't wear a red hat in America anymore. That's a hate color. And as a matter of fact, I wear a red hat about every day and have for about 10 years now. But you know, I guess now you can't do that. But what's so interesting about it is one of the other guys said, well, this is the kind of stuff that leads to civil wars. And he said, hey, America, he said, by the way, he said that on Lou Dobbs. He says, what makes you think that the government's going to give you your country back without a fight?
Exactly. I don't think people realize that once government gets entrenched, they're not going to give up the power. They're going to keep it. And they'll kill anybody that tries to take it away from them. And I think he's right when he says civil war is coming. Right now it's kind of a cold war. It's ruler against ruler. But as you and I have both said, there's a number of people that have predicted, I guess one could say, the actual breakup of the United States into three or four major divisions. And if that were to occur, then there has to be something very big and very major that happens to cause it. I mean, yes, we're battling states' rights, et cetera, versus government, but this would have to be something fairly big, don't you think, Larry, in order to create such a massive division of the nation and a splintering of the union?
Well, I've been watching really closely, Stuart. And even Tucker Carlson, the last few shows, of course, he's still on Fox, but hanging on by a thread. You know, so's Judge Pirro, you know, Jeanine Pirro. She's coming out against the deep state too much, and she's also hanging on by a thread and recently was suspended. But Tucker Carlson is saying, what is wrong with the American people? They think that the buyback program presented by Democrats and Republican rhinos is a good deal. He said, that's a gun grab. He says, don't you ever think they're doing you a favor by buying your gun. They're grabbing the guns. And he said,
yes.
And even some of the presidential candidates on the left now have come out and said, if by chance, you know, a Democrat gets into office, they're going to come after the guns. And I was thinking, like Anton Johansson, what would cause some states to leave the union? And Stuart, I'm pretty well persuaded that the federal government out of Washington, D.C., violating the Second Amendment of the Constitution would be the catalyst, Stuart, that would some nations would simply leave the union and say no more. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you might be right, because there are enough people out here that do know what's going on. I was watching, I can't think of the lady's name on Fox, but she had some people on about gun control and that they were fighting gun control. But, you know, none of them ever go to the root of it, which is State Department Document 7277 at the United Nations, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, Agenda 50. This is all, that's the foundation of it, and beyond, and below that foundation is another foundation, and you and I call it Psalm 2. And they're doing whatever they can. Now, here's something really scary for you folks out there. I just saw it. I just found it. Exclusive. Feds demand Apple and Google hand over the names of 10,000-plus users of a gun scope app. What do you think of that one, Larry? I cover crime. Go ahead.
Well, I was just, I was going to say, you know, you said Fox, even Fox, won't go to where the real data is, like you were just talking. But, of course, if they did, Stuart, they would be like you and me. They wouldn't have a TV show and barely have a radio show. So
yeah.
That's where that goes. They can't tell much. And at the same time, Stuart, we're seeing the social media groups, just like the one you mentioned, that are involved with all the apps and applications, they are pro-China, and they are pro-Chinese spyware. And, Stuart, America's already being spied on. We're just not smart enough to figure that out yet.
I guess we should be, but we're not. Anyway, here's a little bit of what it says. The federal order calls for the release of the data of users who download apps used to calibrate scopes from a major manufacturer. Own a rifle? Got a scope on it? The U.S. government might soon know who you are, where you live, and how to reach you. That's because the government wants Apple and Google to hand over names, phone numbers, and other identifying data of at least 10,000 users of a single gun scope app, Forbes has discovered. It's an unprecedented move. Never before has a case been disclosed in which American investigators demand personal data of users for a single app from Apple and Google. And never has an order been made public where the feds have asked Silicon Valley giants for info on so many thousands of people in one go. And according to the application for the court order filed by the Department of Justice, there's your Bill Barr, folks, investigators want information on users of the Obsidian 4, a tool used to control rifle scopes made by night vision specialists, American Technologies Network Corp. The app allows gun owners to get a live stream, take video, and calibrate their gun scopes from an Android or iPhone device. And according to Google Play page for Obsidian 4, it has more than 10,000 downloads. Folks, this is just one more little thing that's going on that is exceedingly dangerous. It's amazing. And nobody's really saying anything about it, of course. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I mean, that's kind of scary.
Well, Stuart, there was something else last night on Lou Dobbs. I hate to bring him up so much, but he's almost, in Fox Business, the only man that's speaking out. But he had Joe DeNova and his wife on, and they were saying that, you know, they were greatly concerned with, you know, the intel agencies and what they are doing, and the corrupted FISA courts, and you talked about getting data or spying on America. That's what the FISA court's for. And we already know the radical leftist that says he is a conservative named Roberts in the Supreme Court, and they were asking, what's Roberts done, who's over the FISA courts, with all the corruption and the provable manipulation to spy on Americans and an American presidential candidate? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. In fact, nobody's doing anything. I mean, Hillary's out walking around, Clapper, Brennan, all of these guys, they're out having a good time. It's almost like they've been told, don't worry about it, nothing's going to happen to you. Comey got a free walk. He lied to Congress. Did Michael Flynn get a free walk when he lied to the FBI? No. No, they destroyed him. you have a two-tier system in America now. And the American people are sitting back, and they're letting this happen, and they're not doing anything about it. They could impeach the Supreme Court justices anytime they want. They just rise up and do it. They won't. They never will. Meanwhile, the diabolical social credit system of China is gaining speed all over the place. Here's the latest. And this is in China, but just to show you how far this is going. Social credit system. Facial recognition cameras monitor Chinese students' behavior in class. A university in China has installed facial recognition cameras in classrooms that monitor students' behavior, such as nodding off or playing with their cell phones. I wonder if they watch anybody throwing spitballs. Well, maybe they don't do that anymore. The system can access every student's personal information and monitor their behavior in class, such as nodding off and playing with their mobile phones, reports Global Times. The cameras also record truancy, whether students are even listening or not, how often they look up and down, and whether they leave early. Students complain that the system is an invasion of their privacy. School officials insist the cameras are necessary to encourage discipline. Under China's Orwellian social credit system, by the way, soon here, in fact, most of it is already here, all such systems are eventually planned to be centralized and linked to each citizen's individual credit score. Where have you heard that one before, folks? Credit score. What's your credit score? Resulting in rewards and punishments for good, bad behavior. what was this latest deal with Trump and the social credit score? This is the White House. I can't say it's Trump. White House is considering establishing a social credit score to determine who can buy a gun. What do you think about that, Larry?
Well, that sounds like a governmental control over buying guns and ammunition, does it not?
Yeah. These guys, folks, the rhinos, the communists, that's what we should call them. We need to call them by name because that's what they are. And we need to start voicing our opinions about them. Now, another thing that's going on is very, very scary, is that the number of Republicans that are not running for office again, it's like they know something is coming. Now, they had a big meeting in the White House with Google, Facebook, and all the big high-tech companies to plot out, I believe, how to throw the election and get rid of Trump and bring in either, what's her name, Obama's...
Michelle.
Other, yeah, Michael or Michelle.
Yeah.
Or Hillary.
One or the other.
Now, Hillary is actually laying down the foundation. She just is... I think she's going to pop up in the system. She's going to wait. She's going to see what happens with all the idiots that are out there running right now. And then I think she'll plan on popping up as kind of a savior so that the Democratic Party can save. Now, Hillary Clinton is a sworn, dyed-in-the-wool communist. So if people vote her in, they deserve what they're going to get from that. Anyway, examples of social credit scoring system underway in the United States include New York State Department of Financial Services that allows life insurance company to base their premiums on information culled from social media. Also, businesses are using a system offered by a company called PetronScan that monitors accusations of fighting sexual assault, drugs, theft, and other bad behavior so that they could turn away customers. Vacation rental and ride-sharing services are also now using a similar system. So, folks, we're in lockdown. We truly are. The Matrix is being locked down. Book three, by the way. Digital Matrix. I hope to have that done fairly soon, but more and more stuff keeps coming out that I have to add to the research. This thing is moving at lightning speed. They're wasting no time. Larry, I think they've decided it's now or never. What's your take on that?
Well, the New World Order, basically, and especially the New World Order groups in America, they pushed it to the limit and really stepped over the line, and I don't think they can ever pull back. I think they're committed. I think they have to go whole hog to take over this nation by hook, crook, or by force, and they're leaning towards force very soon.
Yep.
Or they're going to lose it. So I think that on Lou Dobbs, the concerns with civil war and fighting and revolution were accurate. I think we're headed there if something doesn't change.
Yeah, it's just too bad that people can't. Well, we move from rational debate to argument to emotionalism, and then that leads to violence. Violence leads to martial law, and martial law leads to the New World Order. That's kind of encapsulating what is going on in America. It works. They've done it before, and they're doing it again. What's your deal here with Marshall Masters and his Planet X that they photographed over Dorian? What was the volcano? Not volcano, the hurricane.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because, you know, a lot of times, if you'll remember, some of the images that seem to be more real that we've seen of something in the sky was taken from a certain altitude, not on the ground.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting that apparently they took this from a plane flying through the eye of the hurricane. And I looked at the images, and they darkened them where you could see them more plainly. And you looked at them, Stuart. Don't they look like to you possibly the real thing?
Oh, yeah, there's something there. And it's in the same location they photographed it before. And you can tell by the prop that has been stopped by the photography that this is from the NOAA, hurricane busters. They go in there and they record what the hurricane's actually doing. And this is where this photograph actually came from. So it's somebody probably from the government that actually did it. And there's no question. There is an object there. And as to exactly what it is, I guess that's anybody's debate. Dorian, let's go back to Dorian and what happened on the Bahamas. What's the latest there, Larry, that you know of?
Well, the latest is that there's hundreds, if not more, of people that are missing. And I saw one interview on Fox Business today of a reporter from Fox that was there, and he said you can smell bodies under the buried ground and rocks and all over the place. He said there are bodies under there. And he said what they're basically saying, I think they're up to 30 now confirmed dead, but they say this is going to spike quickly as they begin to recover bodies.
Yeah, in fact, one unofficial from there, let me see if I can find. Well, here's Daily Mail. People are shooting each other for food and water. Bahamas Hurricane Dorian death toll will be staggering with thousands still missing as bodies pile up and militias are forming to stop the looting. Government has deployed extra security to the Bahamas Northern Islands amid reports of looting and violence. Corpses are piled up, and officials have ordered in hundreds of body bags and freezers to store the dead. Officials are now evacuating people to Capitol and Nassau, but efforts are hampered by flooded airport runways. Up to 70,000 in need of life-saving assistance, while health minister has warned of a staggering death toll. Dorian struck the Bahamas as a Category 5. Actually, it was a Category 6. They're never going to admit that because they don't clock anything over Category 5. But if you interpolate how they gauge it, that was a Category 6. Half of the Bahamas' homes destroyed or severely damaged was $7 billion in insured and uninsured property values. I've heard as much as $40 billion in losses. I don't know, Larry. That's going to come here, people shooting each other for food and water. When civilization breaks down, that's exactly what happens. And then all your criminals, of course, come out in force to take advantage.
Well, they do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to agree with you, Stuart. They really do. And recently, and you know, I watch, you know, I kind of review movies and books and such. But two books that have came out recently and are warning people. Number one is a new book by Mark Goodwin, and it's called Black Swan. And it's really, really interesting because society begins to break down with a collapse of the economy, and it's brought down by people inside, on the inside, that bring this economy down for their purposes. But when it does, all hell breaks loose because society goes insane. I mean, food stopped, electricity stopped. Medication stopped. I mean, everything stopped. And, you know, he's really got a good book. Mark has written a good book called Black Swan, and we've heard of that before. And on the other hand, too, coming out October the 24th is a new Kevin Sorbo faith-based action film, and it's called The Reliant. And I think I sent you some data on that.
Yes, you did.
But what's so interesting, and here's what it's about, basically, and they're only going to let it show at theaters in the U.S. one night, Stuart, one night only. But it entails an economic collapse, widespread riots, and the question, why did God let this happen? And so, you know, we've got the warnings. You know, and I watch books, novelists that seem to have a keen edge of what's coming, and also movies of things that are warning people. And I call them clues. I don't know what other people call them. Stuart?
Yep, that's what they are. I mean, the Lord does it through, well, look at the Terminator series with Schwarzenegger. That was a warning to the American people of what's coming. Read your scriptures. America gets nuked. The city's vaporized, basically. The Lord uses these things to warn those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Unfortunately, 90% of America is blind, deaf, and dumb. And what else can you say about it? It's the truth. Look at the apostasy within the church. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous. When you have pastors going, volunteering to go into FEMA camps to console the Christians that have been rounded up, and their wives and the husbands are separated, and the children are separated, and these pastors, these traitors who call themselves Christians, they're not. They're absolute traitors. They're committing high treason, not only against Jesus Christ, but against their own parishioners. Any pastor worth his salt, and if a Homeland Security came into that church and said, well, you've got to go along with this, and we need you to console people, you'd throw him out. Not in this church. Don't you ever step foot in our church again. I don't care who you are. But that didn't happen, did it? Now they have hundreds of these pastors that are going to be helping the Christians, whom they probably turn in themselves, who will end up in these FEMA camps, these tortured death camps. You got to believe the Bible, folks. It's the Christians. It's the Bill of Rights. It's the people who believe in apple pie, grandma, and children, who are targeted by deep state communists. They got to get rid of us. They have to kill us. Everybody listening, they want to kill you. That's in their plans. Georgia Guidestones. They want to roll back the entire population of planet Earth to about 1.5 billion worldwide. Deagle.com. Close ties to NASA, CIA, and other agencies. Says there's going to be a huge population reduction in the United States. If Hillary Clinton and her ilk win, and I believe they're going to, I pray not. I pray that the Lord has his hand on Trump, and Trump stays in for a little while yet. But if he doesn't, the FEMA camps are going to open up, and the killing fields are going to begin, and the blood of the patriots is going to flow. And I don't think it's going to go down quite the way they think it is. This is their dream, to dance in the blood and guts of the Christians and shouting for joy. That's their dream. That's the dream of the new world order. That's what they want. I'm not so sure the Lord is going to allow all of that to take place. Obviously, some of it's going to take place. But American people are so apostate and so uncaring and so, I don't know, what is it, unseeing? I mean, if you go to your neighbor and start to tell them, gee, there's something wrong here, they just roll their eyes. Well, you're one of them. You know, that attitude. Well, then good. I am one of them. You can go to your FEMA camp. You can watch your wife raped and your children slaughtered. And, yeah. You could have done something about it. You didn't. And I think the Lord holds the American people much more accountable for the prophecies than he holds our leaders, like Obama and Clinton and all of them. Because we could have done something about it here in the United States, and we refused to do it. When the Supreme Court ruled Jesus Christ out of our classrooms, we could have impeached. We didn't. We could have impeached them when they went for Roe versus Wade. I was reading an article about the millions of babies that we have aborted. It's murder one, folks. Jesus Christ calls it murder one, basically. It's right there in Isaiah. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. You're killing that fearfully and wonderfully made. We now even have proof that life begins at the second of conception as a flash of light that comes in. We can also prove at death something leaves the body. They videotaped it. We got a number of videotapes concerning it. Proof. Flesh is not anything. It's the spirit and the soul. And the American people and even the Christians have lost their way. They don't even understand they're in a matrix. They don't even understand why Jesus Christ came here in the first place. They got some vague idea about what all this is about. Well, it's a very vague idea because they'd be on their bellies and screaming for mercy and forgiveness if they really understood the matrix. If they really understood how dangerous this whole thing is, and what a lie and what a deception it is. I mean, it's so easy for deep state to fool the people here in within the matrix. What do you think happens to people who don't realize there's more to the matrix? There's something outside of it. Anyway, enough of that rant. What do you got? Anything you want to talk about, Larry?
Well, I was trying to looked through some data the other day, and I found information on earthquakes that are occurring below Lake Tahoe. That's in New Zealand. That's the one Stan Deo had this experience about. And when he went there, he found out his experience was actually real, and the danger was real of something coming. And that was when New Zealand decided Stan Deo needed to leave that country and go somewhere else. And now the reports are coming out. I saw it on strangesounds.org. I posted it. And it's about the earthquakes, but they're not posting them, you know, in the earthquake report. So there you are again. And that's a super volcano. And we're not hearing a word. And we all know, Stuart, how that they have disconnected most of the public monitors around Yellowstone. That's another super volcano that we're not being told about. What do you think?
Yep, and here's something else, too. It says, get ready, 5.9 earthquake off southern Oregon coast, 192 miles off the coast west of Coos Bay, was at a depth of 7.5 miles. That's shallow. It follows a 6.3 quake near the same location off the southern Oregon coast a week ago. Folks, that whole area is waking up, and we are going to wake up to a horrendous earthquake. And here's what you were talking about. Yellowstone National Park, Steamboat Geyser at Yellowstone is no Old Faithful, the world's tallest active geyser, whose major eruptions shoot water more than 300 feet into the air, is known to be unpredictable. But if there was ever a year to witness Steamboat's spectacular surge of water, this might be it. It erupted 34 times as of Tuesday for this year, I guess. Magma rising, what can we say? Right?
Yeah.
U.S. military surrounding Venezuela with new deployment in Guyana. What's going on there, Larry? Are we getting ready for something down there? Because we did have one of our military generals say, well, you know, we're ready. We're ready. And he was talking about Venezuela. What do you think?
Yeah, there are reports in the background. You don't see them on mainstream news, but reports in the background that we've got troops in Colombia and some other countries, you know, Brazil and others, that are prepped to possibly go in. Now, something that happened today, it came out on Yahoo News today, and I did vet it with a couple of other news agencies, so it does appear real that Maduro is fixing to take the step to arrest Guaido on high treason. And that could have the death penalty. So is that the flashpoint? I don't know.
Yeah, and then we got the little problems over there in Israel. What's the latest over there?
Well, that's a lot of getting ready to go to war over there. Israel is very close. Information that's coming out as intel to actually striking Iran themselves by themselves. They're hitting all of the proxies, if you will, and there are hints that Israel is about to go after Iran on their own. And, of course, you mentioned the Israeli mistake that the bots talked about. But what's interesting, too, is what people don't know is Trump sent Pence to London, and at the same time, Netanyahu flew to London, and they're both there now meeting with the new prime minister, Johnson, Boris Johnson, and nobody seems to know what they're talking about.
I can guess. This probably has to do with war. You know, Israel may go it alone, but that would be a mistake if they did, but maybe that's part of this Isaiah 17 situation where they do something wrong. I mean, the enemy has surrounded Israel now, and they've got how many hundreds of thousands of missiles pointed at her. It'll be a miracle that she survives. And, of course, you know, the Lord kind of indicates that in that day you will know that I am the God of Israel. And I think maybe the world needs that kind of a situation where the world finally figures out, hey, really, there is a God. Wow, we didn't think that. I don't know why they didn't think it. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure it out, but I guess they don't want to. Any other comments? I know we've got some plasma events going around, and we're seeing more and more of those all over the Earth. So the electromagnetic spectrum, folks, is changing very, very rapidly, and it's not necessarily too good.
There seems to be more and more plasma events, but they're not calling them that, Stuart. They're calling them sprites mostly, and some of them now, like the one over China and the some of the other locations in Asia, you can tell it's plasma. You can look clearly at it and see what it is. By the way, I was going to tell you, Fox News is in a kind of a civil war of its own, turning against Trump daily. But Newsmax now has just hired one of Bill O'Reilly's right-hand executive producers, and they're beginning to try to put together a Newsmax channel to combat Fox News and compete with Fox and America News. And so there are some out there trying to take up the slack, but we're losing conservatives right and left out in the field that are trying to tell the truth. They no longer can fight the battle, it seems, and they're just going down.
Yep. Well, of course, you know, Fox was bought out by Rupert Murdoch, and one of the boy that took over Fox is a rank liberal. So as soon as
you know who they brought into the head of the board, don't you?
Well, give me a clue.
Paul Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
Trump hater.
Yep. Oh, absolutely, Trump hater. Yeah, I could never figure out why Trump didn't call him out on it much more than he did. Here's something from Tom Horn's website. The gospel according to higher entities. More millennials believe in ET than believe in God. And that is a setup for the soon coming great deception, which, of course, is based on the arrival. This is all real, folks. The arrival is very, very close at hand. And I'll close with this one. Forecasters monitoring 4 tropical disturbances in Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic. Just for a heads up. Any last word, Larry?
Well, people just need to keep their head on straight, because we're coming up in a time. Matter of fact, I wanted to mention, we're coming up on 911 real quick.
Yes, we are. I'm glad you reminded me. We're also coming up on a 923, two very key and very important dates, folks. But 911 could be very, very interesting. I would think, just from logic, that the elite would know that many people would be watching for them to do something, so most likely they wouldn't. But I wouldn't, it could be a major false flag event. And I don't know, Larry. It just, this thing seems to be accelerating all over the place. What do you think?
Well, not only does it seem to be accelerating, the lawlessness within our own country seems to know no bounds anymore.
Yeah, some of it you can't even believe.
Yeah.
You're getting away with this stuff. Anyway, I guess it is what it is, and there's not a lot we can do, folks. Thank the Lord for every single day that it's normal where you are, because I got a feeling a lot of things are going to start changing. By the way, we're going to have a new prophetic insider and a new twilight up in the next couple, 3 days, I hope. And they are free for all subscribers to Night Shadows, and it's $9.95 a month. And you get all kinds of freebies and discounts and free ebooks. Matrix 1 and 2 are free. If you join the membership, you get to read them. It's a PDF, of course, but you get to read those for nothing. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone else, for tuning in and listening. I know it's coming up on a nice weekend, so have a good weekend, everybody. Take care. Heads up. Good night.